Good day, buffet! Sorry to keep you waiting. Your table is ready for How You Can Eat, a weekly comeback of K-pop commentary. My name is Chuck, and I am one of the co-leaders of this show. Each week, we take a brand new release and let you know what we think about it. But before we get to that, I gotta introduce you to the other leaders of the group. He is currently across the bay from me, if you didn't know already. I live in the Bay Area, and so does this person. He is our resident scholar, which I've said before, and you'll see why in our episode today. Alan Mark, tell the people how you are doing.
Hello. I'm doing okay, but thank you for the introduction. I've just been fighting migraines lately, but other than that, I'm good and ready to talk some K-pop. So I'm eating at this table, at this buffet, where we're just grabbing things here and there. So I'm stoked.
I'm so excited to see how much food and K-pop wordplay we can come up with. I feel like it's never ending. And rounding out the big three is the one that hails from NYC. Steven, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, there's been a lot of talk about us doing our civic duty recently, and I'm just wondering what will be new as a citizen. So that is just on my mind lately, and maybe we'll get to talk about that today.
Oh my god. Okay, I before we started the show, I prefaced that I was not going to have enough wordplay for the intro, but you can always rely on Steven to come up with something on the fly. Just because I'm so brand new to the group, I'm assuming Citizen is the name of the group, or the fans and everything.
Yeah,
if I'm understanding that correctly.
Yeah,
I should have researched this. I unfortunately do not have a encyclopedic knowledge of this group, but luckily the group we're going to talk about today is NCT. Neo, right? I'm memorizing this. Neo Culture Technology, right? Is that what NCT stands for, or did I mess that up completely? Please somebody correct me immediately.
That's right. Is that right?
Neo Culture Technology?
That's
what you said?
Please tell me.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yes, another correct answer. I got the amount of I've got the amount of Luna members correct. I got the name of NCT correct. And I believe, if I remember this correctly, because everything is from Wikipedia, they have 28 members. Am I right or am I wrong, Alan Mark?
Oh, no, about 28.
Okay, I must admit, maybe overall, I don't know. Over time?
Maybe, okay, at some point. Who knows?
Maybe it's maybe it's less than 28. Nope, it's 23. I just looked it up right now. Okay, well, that's why I'm not going to be introducing this week's group. I'm going to hand it over to Alan Mark, who had texted us prior to us recording this that he has... Did you say pages? Multiple pages?
The About Me section is one page.
Okay.
But I'll condense it a bit because it is more than we need.
Well, if you didn't read the episode title and have no idea who we are about to talk to, or sorry,
we're talking to Johnny Sun.
we're gonna talk to all 28 members, even the future ones, the future unreleased, unannounced ones. But no, we are talking about NCT. We're talking about its many subunits, and we're talking about their second album, Resonance Part 1-The Second Album. I guess that's the full title. So we're going to be talking about everything that the group has to offer, all the different dynamics, the reason why they decided to run with this experiment, and we're going to dive deep into the album and talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, and whether or not we are going to keep whistling for the rest of the year while we try to get Make-A-Wish out of our heads. Okay, Alan Mark, I'm going to pass the baton to you. I'm going to pass the wand. Sorry, should have said. I keep forgetting of all these K-pop puns. I'm going to pass our light wand.
Light stick?
To you. Damn it! No. Damn it! I'm being exposed. It's been a long week.
Yeah, for those listening,
it's only Wednesday.
For those listening today, we're recording this on November 4th.
Yeah.
So a lot's happening. So we'll see how much we can get done today.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I should really start announcing when, like, at the beginning of the show. Maybe I'll add that in later. But Al Mark, I'm passing the light stick to you.
All right, grabbing it like I'm a VV on that track for Luna 1/3. All right, so just disclosure. Before this, I didn't know too much about NCT. So I had to do quite a bit of research regarding this. So let's get into it. NCT is a boy group that was formed and managed by SM Entertainment. And essentially, or at least I've heard this, where their concept is essentially having infinite members. So that's why they keep growing.
But didn't they just add two more for this release?
Yep. So they currently, okay, as of this date, consist of 23 total members, and they encapsulate four groups. So there's NCTU, the U stands for United, NCT 127 being the longitude coordinate for Seoul. Then there's NCT Dream, which is the teenage-only group, but that's changing. I'll mention that when I get to them. And the Mandopop group, Wavy. At least for now, there's four. All right, so NCTU was the first subunit to debut with their single, The Seventh Sense. But essentially, NCTU doesn't have a set number or member group. So depending on the song and single, they'll revolve members of NCT as a whole throughout. So they could have five members like they did with their debut, The Seventh Sense. They could have two members like they did. So it really depends on the song itself, the concept, everything like that. So there's no full album done by NCTU. It's only mini albums and singles. Because of that reason, it's just a revolving door of NCT members. And then next was NCT 127, and that is their main sort of K-pop group, their sort of flagship group, I would say, for K-pop. They debuted in 2016 with Fire Truck. They started off with, they started off with seven members, added two, then added one more. And then one of their members, Win-Win, ended up sort of being inactive for 127 to re-debut with Wavy, then one of the other groups. So now they're currently promoting as a nine-member group. That's probably, if you have heard of NCT, that's most likely the group that you've heard. Next up is NCT Dream. And they are, as I mentioned, the teenage-only K-pop group. So when they created that group, the idea was for it to have a graduation system where basically once in Korea you turn 20 that year, then you would graduate from that group and then go on to
the army. Not yet. you don't get enlisted yet at age 20. I thought there was like a mandatory year service or something like that.
There is. But I think you can defer it for some people. And like if you get a gold medal at the Olympics, I think you can. I'm not sure if you can defer it if you win at the athletics competition. I doubt you can defer. But I think some people are able to defer their service.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's a good incentive for trying hard, I guess.
Just trying hard in general.
So carry on.
It's sort of like a graduation system, sort of like more like school. So in 2018, their leader Mark who's also a member of 127. He actually graduated at the end of that year. But SM announced this year in 2020 that they're pretty much scrapping the entire graduation concept and bringing Mark back into the group. And okay. Now they're just going to continue. I think they're going to keep the name NCT Dream, but they'll just continue promoting as that original seven. Yep. So
what do you call it when you when your dreams come true? I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the opposite of dream, or like reality? The evolution of dream. Yeah.
NCT real.
NCT virtual reality.
NCT real world soul.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay.
And then the fourth NCT subunit is Wavy. I mentioned they're the Mandopop group, so they're based out of China. They are under the SM sub-label, Label V, which is based out of China, and do all the promotions for pretty much that side of Asia. And they consist of a variety of members that are Chinese, or there's Lucas from Hong Kong, there's Ten, who's Thai. So they're the most, I guess, nationally diverse out of all these groups. So yeah, leading up to this album, 2020 Resonance Part 1, they were a, that's just math, 21 member total. But then with this album, they announced that they're adding two more members, Shotaro and Sungchan, and that they will officially debut with a new NCT subunit in the future. So that's how they get to a total of 23 for this comeback. This isn't the first total NCT album, though. They did have, as you mentioned, this is the second one. They did have NCT 2018 Empathy, where I think at that time they had 18 members. I need to get fact checked the hell out of this episode for sure. But but then now this marks their return and sort of look ahead as to what they're what's expected out of NCT in the future.
I'm wondering, like, at what point do they stop adding members? Because I know it's supposed to be like a revolving door. Has anyone left NCT or retired, or is there, it's the original members are still a part of the group? They're now the old ones.
I actually don't know. I mean, the information I got was just from Wikipedia, so I don't know how updated some things are, or I generally skimmed things. But I know they've had members jump around here and there. I mentioned Mark left Dream, but he was already part of 127 anyway, so that's interesting. He's actually the oldest member of Dream, but the second youngest in 127. So that was interesting. I mentioned Win-Win was a member of 127, but he eventually he's now currently inactive with our group and being to do promotions with Wavy. So, but I haven't heard anything about members leaving NCT or SM completely. So, I mean, since they debuted in 2016, they've been pretty strong with their members.
I'm pretty curious. They'd probably just retire the whole group instead of letting anybody leave, because I feel like at this point they're trying to see if they can become are they officially the biggest K-pop group? I don't know if there's anybody bigger than 23 now,
not to my knowledge, but also
we'll double check that.
Yeah,
but
I haven't done that research.
But the fact that we can't come up with one probably means it's true. Yeah, which is crazy, because how at some point does everyone have to like relinquish their stardom and just accept the fact that they're, because I understand they have subunits and probably do like some solo albums or anything like that, but I don't know, it just feels like at some point that's a lot of money to have to pay to these guys for their appearances and whatnot. So maybe NCT is like a catch-all group.
If they
can't figure out where to put you, they'll just put you into NCT.
I mean, if anything, this sort of helps SM to continue promoting NCT no matter what, even if members do go and do their military duty, all that. Like, you know, most groups, especially boy groups, especially when members go to the military duty, they'll take like hiatuses and then maybe come back after when all of the members are back. Sometimes they won't, sometimes they will. But this pretty much ensures that NCT, if they keep bringing in rookies and like in their teens to join NCT, then they're pretty much going to be around forever. They'll just have different combinations of people. Yeah.
I don't even know if they... Mm-hmm. I think at one point they had plans to like have the separate NCTs in like Indonesia and Vietnam. Like they were going to have just all like Indonesian or like all Vietnamese members. Wow. And I guess just promote mostly in those countries. So I don't think they went forward with that plan. Well, obviously they haven't, but I don't think they're really doing that now either.
Yeah,
but
to go even that'd more be incredible.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible because they are pretty widespread. I think, I don't know if you mentioned it, Almar, I wrote it down here just so I could bring it up, but they have members from South Korea, obviously, China, Japan, but also US and Canada. So it makes sense to expand, maybe get some European members in there. Like, I don't know what that NCT group would be called.
Oh,
I think
one of them was actually born in Germany.
Oh, never mind then.
Hold on.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I think he's in Wavy.
Now it's worldwide. It's officially worldwide.
Let me fact check this because this is a lot of information.
Just have like a, might as well do like a virtual NCT while they're at it.
Like, oh yeah, like KDA, and, yeah, something like that. All right. While Alan Mark is looking that up, Stephen, what is your experience with NCT? Have you been a huge fan, sort of big fan, or you know, just like some of their songs?
Yeah,
what's your experience?
I've heard there's like the songs I've heard of them, I generally have liked. I think the first song I heard was My First and Last, which is NCT Dream, and I really like that song. And it also has this really great like dance in the choreo. There's this great move they do where they're all on the floor and they kind of hold each other's legs and then pull in to make this shape. It's really, I really like that move. And
I gotta check that out.
So after that I was like watching them some more. I think Cherry Bomb is another song I like a lot, which has another really great choreo section. So Chuck, I think I don't know if you've
okay
really checked
no no
out,
yeah but... I because the Yeah, I was going to chime in after you and say, like, I don't really listen to NCT, but I watch NCT a lot just because either maybe Alan Mark sends one to me or I just catch it whenever I'm on a YouTube binge. But yeah, I don't have any specific songs that I gravitate to, but the music videos for sure, or the choreography has been what I've been very attached to. But go ahead.
I will
Steven.
Say that like one of their songs, Baby Don't Stop, which is just two of their members, it's actually like, I would say it's like an all-time favorite K-pop song for me.
Ooh.
It's just, I don't know, it has this balance of being catchy but then not repeating itself too much, or not obviously repeating, and there's a really good dance break in that too. The song just changes throughout, and it's so cool. I really like it. And I would say maybe like 2 years ago, even just for hearing a couple of their singles, like I probably would have described them as being like the state of the art of K-pop at the time, just because they had these like kind of almost experimental sounds and like in the aesthetics of some of their videos. Well, I'm thinking specifically about like Simon Says, but yeah, I don't know if I would say that right now, but at the time I'd say like these guys are who you should be following because of their sound and their look.
All right, Alan Mark, we gave you enough time to to validate that fact. What is the result?
Yeah, so Yang Yang, I think he's in Wavy. He is ethnically Taiwanese, but nationally German.
Nice. Oh, the more you know. All right, now we can officially say NCT's international because they have one German guy, one Taiwanese German guy. Okay, well, I only knew NCT as a name, as a group, as a music video, but it was really nice to hear that little breakdown, Alan Mark. There's so, like, I feel like every time we, each episode, we're like upping my complexity or upping my IQ when it comes to K-pop, because we keep getting the more advanced groups who just keep trying to figure out how to change the game. And NCT absolutely, their immense popularity is greatly warranted, because yeah, you have so many members there that you can appeal to everyone, and you can have different types of sound. And I feel like as we'll get into this album, it really felt like, I don't know, it really felt like they could switch at any moment to any style, because everyone, there's probably a role for everyone when it comes to the songs. And I don't know if that is revolutionary or futuristic in a way, but it was kind of refreshing, because because this album really is the first time I actually dove deep into NCT, like actually took a whole look at the package being delivered. And at first, and Alan Mark, feel free to get into this, at first I quickly shot you guys a text, and I was like, oh man, I miss our girl groups, because like that was very familiar to me. That's what brought me back to K-pop, or you know, those are the kinds of groups that I naturally gravitate to. And you know, there seems to be two types of boy groups, either like the really poppy, fun, bouncy sounding one, and then, or like the really hard, like in your face, like let's prove to you how street we are. I don't know. And yeah, that latter part at first caught me off guard, because I didn't know what to expect with this album. I didn't listen to Make a Wish at all, but the more I kept listening to it, the more the sounds actually started becoming more familiar, because I was starting to, because this is what I do when I listen to K-pop, I associate them to the artists that I currently listen to, like the American artists and everything. And I started finding a ton of correlations, and those correlations always pointed to a group that I would regularly listen to or have listened to ad nauseum in the past. And so, yeah, it was a weird shift. What do you guys, how are you, I know you guys have mentioned in the past, but how is it switching to a guy group this time around? Like, did you guys feel the same way, or did you kind of like the refreshing nature of it? What do you guys think?
I mean, I kind of like that we're doing a boy group, just because there are so many, and like it's a huge, obviously, presence, and there are a lot of these really popular ones. I liked NCT kind of going in, so I think it's a good first one for us to do, at least. But yeah, I think it's just a nice change.
What about you, Alan Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we mentioned the trailer that sort of been into girl groups a bit more, mostly music-wise. With boy groups, I struggle with it sometimes. There's a lot of boy groups I like, but sometimes I do struggle with sort of concepts or even just the vibe they do with some of the music. Sometimes it just feels like certain times it could be they try to make themselves a little too hip-hop adjacent, where it can be a bit cringy. And we could touch on that a little bit today.
Oh, there's a song I for sure want to talk about.
I think it might be the same one.
Cringy.
But but other than that, I do like, I mean, when they do a concept really well and really nicely, like it could be like in-your-face aggressive or more like bubbly, like bouncy, poppy. If it's done well, then I'm for sure going to like it. I'm hoping we could get into some of the boy groups I'm really into at some point too. But with NCT, I'm sort of hit or miss. They've been hit or miss with me. I was introduced to them with like Fire Truck, and I wasn't the biggest fan of that. Mm-hmm. But when I heard Superhuman, I was like, this is one of the greatest songs ever written. So it's really up and down. Seventh Sense, I think, is also an incredible song.
Yeah, a really good debut.
Yeah. And you mentioned Simon Says, which I also really like. But they've never grabbed me enough to really like want to try and listen to their B-sides, though. So this is the first time I've listened to NCT B-sides. So I'm actually kind of really excited to talk about it.
So I think we've been doing this fun trend with our episodes, and I think it's a good way to start off our discussion right before we hit the break. I think usually there's a couple songs that are the singles, but for this album, there's one. Again, we're talking about NCT's Resonance Part 1, the second album, and there are, I would count, including the Korean and English versions of two of the songs, there's 13 tracks. There's really only 11 tracks, but, you know, two other alternate language versions. But, again, another long album. Like, we started off with the somewhat small EPs, but I do appreciate whenever we get a chance to get more than like four or six songs out of a group, and this album really took me to places. Some of them took me to a club, some of them took me to like what you're saying, cringeworthy, like just straight rap segments. But others took me to like a New Jack Swing, took me to R&B, took me to like classic K-pop. I was just like, so like I was telling you, the more I listened to this album, the more I was like, you know what? I kind of like this album. There are obviously songs that I would not want to listen to over and over again, but I was on a walk and like, just jamming down the street, bobbing my head or whatnot.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the lead single, Make a Wish, open parentheses, birthday song, close parentheses.
You were this close.
I know, I was that close to nailing that. I can do this all day. Back it up, back it up. What did you guys think about this club banger of a song?
I mean, I like it. It's a pretty fun beat, and like it's really bouncy, which I like. But I think my favorite part of the song is like the second half of the bridge, which has like there are like five different beats, like so there are equaling the output of Kanye for like a day in several summers. And then there's like this one beat that like the bass line is like that song, The Choice Is Yours, that old, you know, that Black Sheep song.
Yeah.
But you can get with this. And that beat, that bass line just reminded me of that. And that part is also my favorite part in the video, which is where they're like dancing around the fire. So I really like that part. I guess the rest of the song is just, it's fun to like bop your head to, but it's a fun song.
Yeah, for me, it didn't grab me immediately. But then the more I listen to it, the more I find myself just like under my breath being like, I can do this all day.
Yeah.
Back it up, back it up.
Yeah, before the show, I was whistling the beat and everything.
Yeah,
so.
But other than that, I think the song's fine. It doesn't grab me. I mean, I said NCT's generally hit or miss with me. This one, I don't want to call it a miss because I do enjoy listening to it, but there are other songs on this album. There's actually one song I think would have been a better lead single. But at least,
oh, wow, Misfit? Really?
I mean, if you want, I don't know how much we're going to talk about this song, but I actually thought Volcano would have been a better
I agree. I put a bunch of stars on that.
We could get into that one later. But especially MV-wise, though, I mean, knowing how SM can be with their visuals, it did seem like, oh, yeah, they filmed this during a pandemic because it's just a lot of like, you know, very minimal sets and stuff like that. And also some of the styling was a bit Ooh, woof on my end. Like, Lucas's braid was super weird. Yeah. And then some of the Middle Eastern inspired stuff doesn't sit right with me. But also, I mean, other than that, I think the song is it's a good lead single song, but I think they could have chosen a better one.
There were like just in the video, there were just like a lot of scenes though. And yeah. It just, I don't know if they needed to do so many. And like there's one, I like the angles. There's some cool like angles that they do. And I like the little thing they're swinging on with the light sticks. But there's one scene where they look like they're small, like they're mini size. And, well, to me, but I thought that was kind of funny.
I mean, if anything, this is just really a fun song, like establishing, hey, this NCT as a whole is back. So just like, hey, we can do this all day. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. We know that.
I love it when you can tie in the lyrics to the to your commentary. So fascinating to see how, because you were saying 127 is their more K-pop group. Is that what you're saying, Alan?
I would say it's more K-pop because NCT Dream is also a K-pop group, and NCTU generally does all K-pop as well. But they're like, I'd say they're the flagship group. They're the one that they push out and are promoting more internationally. Like they were on James Corden last year and stuff like that. So,
all right.
Yeah. So they're like the quintessential like Gen 4 K-pop boy group, I would say.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Because in this album, there's still a little bit of the subunit, which we can talk about more later when if we go and get into the songs. But yeah, I couldn't really tell. Maybe I could tell the difference, but it just sounded like some. Like, would you say this song epitomizes who NCTU is in general, or
that's tough. You can't really. You can't really define NCTU music-wise because they just do so many different things. And it's really just a song and a concept. Like, each song gets its own concept. NCTU is not really a group. Technically every song, except for the actual unit songs on this album, are NCTU songs. And that's probably why it's, like, as you mentioned, the different genres that are in it. It's because it's just a different NCTU concept for each song.
Makes sense. Cool. Okay, well, we have a lot to talk about.
Okay. Can I just ask?
But Steven is going to say one more thing.
Did you guys listen or like take note of anything about the English version of this?
Oh, I did not.
I didn't.
Because all I wrote was that the English version is... it's very horny. That was my exclamation point.
I think now I want to listen to the English part or English version because I think I primarily just left the Korean version or I left it alone because I was like the Korean version's great. Yeah. I don't need to
looking up the lyrics on color coded lyrics right now.
But
oh, that's incredible. Okay. Note. Well, it did. Just to add on that, it does sound like a song that would play in the clubs, like where there's just a huge like freak fest going on.
That's a banger for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like especially with that. I can do it all day. Wait, is it I can do it all night or I can do
it's
it?
It's night.
Day?
I think it's night. I've been saying
night.
Day.
It's night. I can do it all night. And like that's like the part where everyone's like getting ready and then drops whatever pelvic bone you want to drop.
It actually might be. Oh, I feel like it's day in the Korean version and then night in the English one. But I have to go back.
Get it all day. But
I think
get it all night.
I'm on color code lyrics. I will.
Okay.
All right. We'll fact check ourselves.
It is day
ourselves.
On Korean in the Korean version. All right. Good catch, Steven.
Okay, well, you don't want to be horny in the daytime. You want to be horny in the nighttime. I mean, you can be, but it'd be kind of weird.
I mean, everyone's home in the pandemic. You could be.
That's
it's fine.
True.
As long as you're not working on a Zoom call, then you're fine.
Yeah. Exactly. As long as you're not in a Zoom call with like 20 other of your peers, just trying to pass the time, not realizing your video and audio's on.
Yep, but we digress. Right.
But we digress. Okay. Well, when we get back, we'll talk about the rest of the album, but we'll also have another game brought to you by Steven. So stick around. We'll be back for our B-side.
Back it up. Back it up.
All right, welcome back. As you know, we like to play a game after we come back from break. And this week's game is brought to you by Steven. Steven, why don't you go ahead and explain what you have in store for us?
Sure. So this week's game, we're going to just have fun with the album. I took this game basically from a game I've seen on a few different variety shows. The latest one was Fact in Star, which is hosted by Eva from Luna. But so this game, I am calling it the 5-second rule, but I'm not going to play it that long. But so the rules are, I'm going to play a short clip of a song, just a random one from the NCT album, and then I guess you guys say your name, or like you kind of buzz in and then you guess. So for each clip I play, the song can only be guessed once, I guess. I don't know.
Whoever buzzes in first and gets it right.
Yeah. And then
got it.
We'll go to the next one if that person's wrong.
Okay,
ready, guys?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Alan Mark.
Okay. Yes.
Alan Mark.
Oh god.
Yes.
Oh man, I'm probably wrong now. Was that Volcano?
That is Volcano. So
nice.
So I'll just keep track here.
Yeah.
Okay, so next one.
Chuck.
Yes.
I think that's From Home.
That is correct, Chuck. Okay. Okay, so you're tied one apiece. So
wow.
I'm just gonna play a little.
Alan Mark, you didn't think I'd bring that game.
Okay.
Wait, was that the clue?
Was that it?
Yeah. No. That was just more of
From Home.
Okay. So I guess.
Oh wait, did I need to specify that was the Korean version?
No, I wasn't including that in the game.
Okay.
All right. I guess the next one. Anyone?
Chuck.
Yes.
That was Music Dance.
That is.
Damn it!
Incorrect.
Oh man.
So I'll just put that. That was Light Bulb. I'll play it. And here we go.
Alan Mark.
Yes.
Was that Nectar?
Yes, that's next.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Very nice. So,
all right.
Alan Mark has two, if you're keeping track. I have one.
All right. Okay, next clip.
Oh, Chuck. Chuck, please. Yeah. Please let me let this misfit. Let this misfit.
Yes.
Make the guess.
Okay, so now it is tied 2-2. Whoever gets the next one,
all right,
is our winner for today.
How about for this one, we each make
Alan
a guess?
Mark. Okay. No, I got it.
Oh, damn it.
No, I figured it out. Same rules. Alan Mark.
Sorry, just figured it out. That's deja vu.
That is correct. So, Alan Mark is
our
winner this week for guessing deja vu. And that has been a 5-second rule.
I love that. I love that name.
I love it because it was really like the 3 second rule, right?
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if the audio was going to be clear.
Thanks, Stephen, for another amazing game. So I think the count is, Alan Mark, you have
two,
what is
I
it?
Think.
You have three now, right? Wait,
I think Alan Mark won the Blackpink game.
The Blackpink one, and then twice. This one. And then this one.
Okay,
three, oh, yeah, so I beat you twice.
Won. Okay.
Yeah, and then you won the little one.
I forgot my loss.
I erased yeah, yeah. Memory. Yeah, Steven forgot the costumes that the two children were wearing.
Oh, yeah.
he shoved that shame all the way to the back of his brain.
yeah. I brought it all the way back. I pulled it out just so we can remember. Okay, well, I'm excited to see. At this point, Alamark is in the running to take it all and win the championship, but I still have a chance with zero wins, and Steven has a chance with his one win? Yeah. Two wins. One win. I think it's one win. How many episodes have we had? This is our fourth episode.
Four.
So Alan Mark 3, Steven 1, me 0. All right, let's stop talking about the fact that I am terrible at this, terrible at these games, and let's talk about Resonance Part 1. So in episodes past, we've either talked about each and every song, even though I said we're not going to talk about each and every song, or I just break it down by topics, your favorites, your least favorite, whatever. I think for this album, since all of us are pretty brand new, not brand new, but you know, not diehard citizens, we should probably just kind of, we should break it down by songs we liked, songs that we'll probably skip, and any extra, any other songs you want to just touch on while we have the chance. So let's continue this train of talking about songs that we like, and I'll leave it to any one of you to point to bring up a song, but I think it'll be fun to kind of guess.
Ooh, what the favorite
what
songs
oh. Yeah, because we can make that another game.
Ooh.
Or another segment, but how about for you two guys? I'll have my own game. Can you guess my favorite song from this album?
Oh, okay. Hmm. I don't know. I think it's Misfit.
oh, wait, really? You mean you don't like that that Beastie Boys Sum 41-esque rap sequence?
Was it Volcano? You did mention you liked Volcano earlier.
Yeah.
I did say I liked Volcano, but because of the mood I was in, I was in I just wanted to be in like a nice groove, throwback, chill, ill again type beat, and right now, my favorite song is "Dancing in the Rain."
That was my gut feeling. I was like, when I was listening to this album these past couple of days, I was like, Chuck's gonna like "Dancing in the Rain."
Yeah, I just felt really nice because the whole album starts you off with the club bangers, and this was just such a nice release for me from like feeling like I needed to like punch something, and I just got reminded of like, oh yeah, this is my familiar sound. I don't know what they're saying, but I definitely want to drip drop. And I like I was saying, I had that early 2000s Asian rock hip hop group sound in my head when I said "ill again," and it just reminded me of that. And it was just a lot of this album felt new, but also felt very, very old. And I think I was gravitating towards the older tracks. This is right near the middle, right before the interlude, which is arguably my second favorite track because it's just so like, can you like an interlude?
I was gonna
I don't
say
know, there's like,
I did put a note, low key might be my favorite song of the album for the interlude.
It's just like, if you want a good summation of what NCT is, just listen to the interlude, because it goes through the different sound generations of sounds for some reason, like very like it starts off with like a radio tune, because it itself is tuning to the different eras. It starts off with the very, like, I don't want to say New Jack Swing, but just that very synthy 80s, late 80s, early 90s type power ballads, and then it starts warping into like a little cosmic journey, and then it goes to like really, really rough, like experimental, like, I don't know, just robotic sounds and everything. So I don't know why, it felt like, okay, I sorry, I'm just trying to find the words, because it just threw me for a loop, that song. And I think if we went back to like what we talked about with Twice, the most surprising, that for sure was the most surprising, but also low-key, like you were saying, Alan Mark, my favorite song. What about you guys? There's a ton of songs, and like I said, the more I listened to this album, the more I was, you know, really digging everything.
Yes, well, first, I mean, I really like Dancing in the Rain too. It was my favorite, like, instrumental on the album. Mm. I liked the different instrument sounds they used. Like, it sounded like it was maybe an upright bass type of instrument for a little bit. And then they had, like, some keys at the end, which sounded really cool. Some, like, Rhodesy type keys, which were mm-hmm. really good. Yeah, and then I also felt that the interlude was kind of dividing the album in terms of the sound, like, the sounds in the first half, which I felt were more just like hip hop in general. And then, I mean, the interlude is called Past to Present, so the second half has more of this contemporary NCT feel. But yeah, I really like the interlude too.
Yeah.
Do you have any other standout favorites of yours?
I think at first I didn't think too much of Nectar, but I actually liked it a lot more as I kept listening to it. Maybe it was because it was in Mandarin and I was like, this is cool. and then there's something about Faded in my last
yes!
song that I enjoyed
yes!
a lot. And yeah, I like the instrumental on that too, but I want someone to explain the lyrics to me, just the like the general tone, because I was trying to figure out if the singer is like remorseful, or they're making an excuse for something, or if it's like my last. I want to know what they mean by faded in my last song, like,
oh, like faded as in like drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm assuming that. And then like, did they record a song
inebriated,
and then they listen to it and say, oh, I was faded in that song, but I'm gonna release it, and then you're gonna I want someone to explain like the concept of these lyrics. If so, if there are any fans out there who can do that for me, I would appreciate it. But I really like this song. The Korean title is Piano, by the way, so it has that like piano sound too. But yeah,
Alan Mark, did we mention Did we not mention a song that you liked?
I did want to touch upon Faded in my last song. Okay. That one did surprise me. I think it might be my favorite song this album. It's weird because it's like, it sounds like, what did I put? It sounds kind of dated, like 2000s R&B-ish. So it's,
but it doesn't at the same time, right?
Like
it sounded like I wrote a note that said, like, oh, this sounds like it would be a top 40 hip hop and R&B nowadays for some reason. But again, dated.
Yeah.
You're saying.
And like, it kind of sounds cheesy too. Like, this is the line itself, faded into my last song. It feels kind of cheesy. But like, I think it's the melody. Like, every time, like, the the raps are and the verses are super mellow, like from I think Johnny did the first verse and then Lucas did the second verse, and like they were just super mellow, not like hella aggressive, like and then all of a sudden like the chorus comes in and it just sounds, it just rides a groove that is really just so catchy, and I always find myself singing it all the time. So that one might be my favorite song.
Okay.
But if I were to choose another one, wait, songs that grew on us is a different category, right, Chuck?
Oh.
Or is that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so
that's
I'll
a,
save,
that's a different category.
I'll save this one. But the other one I would say that stuck out to me pretty immediately was, I think I mentioned Volcano. I thought it could have been a lead single. And just because its vibe, it's a bit more... I think just the energy that it brings is a bit what I like from NCT. It is a bit more aggressive than Make-A-Wish, but it doesn't feel too... it feels more K-pop than it does K-pop trying to be hip-hop. I think that's why I like it.
All right. Like I said, there are a lot of standout tracks in this album, but there are, at least for me... some songs that I don't think I'll need to listen to again. I'll go back to you, Steven. Steven, what songs do you think you would probably skip, and why is it Misfit?
Okay. Misfit, I actually didn't think it was that bad. It was just, to me, it was like a pretty straightforward like rap song, like that, like they were just rapping on the track and I was fine with it. Did you really not like Misfit, or is it just you would skip it?
I was getting hints, I'm like trying to describe this like a wine. I was getting hints of Sum 41 and getting hints of Linkin Park, you know, like, you know, the beginning of like Fat Lip in the music video when they're in the convenience store. Like that type of cadence in the rap. And then again, I was like, wait, this might just be how all rap sounds in K-pop. So I don't know. There are some good rappers, right?
Yeah.
But that's few and far between, I'm assuming.
It depends on what you like, I would say. But I think overall, Mark Lee, I think, is actually a pretty good rapper in NCT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I know I started off with you, Steven, but it just ended up being me talking about Misfit. But maybe that's why it is like a Sum 41-esque rap song, just because... Okay, not that I think Sum 41 is bad. I actually very much love Sum 41. In fact, they even named an album after me. So if you don't remember that, I forgot the name of the album, but I think it was Chuck or something like that. Anyway, I'll fact check that while we're talking. Okay, but yeah, I don't know. It just it reminded me of here's the note I wrote for that song. Rap question mark? Would this cipher be on BET? That was my. That was my test, or that was my gauge to see if I would want to listen to this again. And I don't think I would necessarily play this. Let's move on from Misfit.
Okay.
I've already talked a lot about why I don't like it. Why I would skip it. Sorry. But for you, Steven, is there any other songs that you would skip?
I would probably skip From Home. I know it's a very nice song with a good like message.
It sounds dated.
I don't think I would really listen to
that. It sounds like first generation K-pop, first to second generation K-pop. Maybe, I don't know. I didn't really listen to too much of 2.5 or 3, whatever. But it reminded me of, again, it reminded me like. It would have that music video of that guy who lost his eyes in that photo booth accident. What was the name of that artist, Alamark? The music video where
Oh, I know what that. Kiss Because I'm a Girl. Yes, oh man, yes, I was gonna wait you. Like an episode because that song actually got that album got released this month, like 20 years ago.
Okay, well, so well, we'll bring it back up. Yeah. We'll bring it back up. But Steven, do you remember that music video?
I don't. I'll have to. Watch
oh it man, I think if you watch it, you'll be like, oh yes, yeah. That one. Anyway, again, it reminded me of that era, and so that's why I would also skip. From home, but you know, there might be times where I won't skip it.
I also was like picturing a video before I actually watched the video for this, and I was just thinking it would have to have like that soft focus, and like I was thinking like the video for Candy Rain, you know, it's just like them,
yes,
and then yeah. And then like interspersed with shots of them in the studio like singing the high note, and then, or in, like in the booth, but because it kind of
what was it, the music video? Or
the
have
music
you seen
video
it?
Was pretty. It was like very pleasant. They were all just like hanging out, and it was very nostalgic. They had like medium format film cameras, and then they had, you know, that ViewMaster, that little thing where you have those circular like film images, like, and then they were showing pictures of the members as kids. So it was really nice, but yeah. Yeah, the song I probably just won't listen to too much.
Yeah. Alan Mark, are you skipping anything? Or are you gonna? Do you love every single song, including Misfit?
Oh man, I'm gonna. I feel like you've already spoken enough about Misfit, but I will say, Chuck, did you know that there is a music video for Misfit?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, does it start off in front of a convenience store with a clerk, and then like. For the members?
No, I have my own thoughts about the music video, but I feel like it's more in line with your opinion about the song, Chuck. So I'll avoid it for now.
Yeah. Don't fall into the trap I did where I just got really angry talking about this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you feel about chains and basketball hoops and a jeep in front of a backdrop that could be Miami or LA, but just a screen. I told you, like, they filmed these like during a pandemic because they can't go anywhere, so but there is a song that I would definitely skip every time, and that is Light Bulb.
Light
Bulb. For me, I think it sounds like a typical like conscious rap song that's like not very fun.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
It's like, I think it's just it's a typical like beat where it's the slow drum beat and then like the lo-fi keys with like some reverb on it. It just feels very like, I don't know, it's like, I enjoy like hip hop and rap, but that's like a type of hip hop and rap that I sometimes don't enjoy it as much because it's like not as fun, or it's trying to get a message across and the message sort of takes over more than the music does. So I didn't really find like, I after my first listen to it, and then every time I went through the album again, I would automatically like skip that song.
The note I put for that song was like, reminded me of late 2000s and 2010 hip hop. And when you said it reminded you of like that conscious hip hop, I was like, oh yeah, that's a better way to describe it. But then again, I don't know the message of the song, but I'm assuming these guys have not experienced the message of the song, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, sometimes the members do write the lyrics to some of these songs, but I don't know about this one in particular.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they didn't. It was actually written by Kenzie, who I generally do like as a songwriter. Not this one.
Yeah, maybe the lyrics are good, but the music itself... the music itself it was another dated-esque... Yeah. Beat or that repetitive beat, kind of
it reminded me of a hip-hop like track. B.O.B.'s Airplanes, but without Hayley Williams.
Yes, correct. Okay, there you go. There's that late 2000s, early 2010s vibe going on. Okay, now there are some tracks that I thought I hated, but as I kept listening to it, I was like, you know what, I don't hate that. This is growing on me. I can start real quick, and I really did not like music, dance that much. Mm-hmm. But when I went back to it, I found the beat more infectious because I tend to like those bounce-esque beats. I don't know. Help me out, Chance the Rapper, with your with your song Bounce. I don't know if this is like North Side Bounce or East Side Bounce. But the bouncy nature of this song made it infectious and made me keep listening to it and made me... I mean, it's in the name of the song. It made me want to dance. And yeah, I don't know. There's not much more I can say about it except for that.
Yeah, I did. This wasn't like my favorite at the beginning either. I guess I'm not a huge fan of like it's more like a house or kind of, I don't know.
Right.
And I guess that's not really type of music I'm into. I feel like it's a song that I would hear like at a club if I'm traveling and I'm like with people from the hostel and I don't really want to go to the club, but I'm gonna hear it there. But I did end up, I put it as a surprise for me just because I liked, I kind of just like when there are unexpected sounds. And one thing I thought of was, I don't know if you've guys seen the EXO music video for Call Me Baby, mm-hmm. but Dio
Chuck,
has
you gotta
a shirt
watch that,
that
one.
Says, yeah, it's a really good one. But Dio has a shirt that says music fashion. So that was the first thing I thought of when I was listening to this. Like, music dance, and then the shirt just says music fashion. But yeah, in general, it's a cool, it's kind of a cool song.
Any other songs that grew in you guys?
Yeah, I'll note, for me, I chose Deja Vu as that song, actually. Mostly because I never really listened to NCT Dream before. I think they started off super like bubblegummy pop. I mean, they're the teenage group, so that makes sense. So I didn't really listen to them. It wasn't like my type of vibe. That I enjoyed in K-pop. So at first when I saw, I was like, oh, it's an NCT Dream song, then I'll just like listen to it and then move on. And then the more listens that I went through with this album, the more this song, when this song came up, I was like, oh, what's this song? This song slaps. And then I look and I was like, oh, this is the NCT Dream song. And I don't know, I think maybe it's because they got Mark back and they have like this new energy.
It's absolutely because they got Mark back.
But man, I love, like, I realize I love the energy of the song, like that beat that comes in, like the sort of metallic, like, I think it's so cool. It drives the song really nicely. So like, I think this song along with like Fade Into My Last Song are probably my favorites now.
Faded in the last song.
Yeah, that is that's probably my favorite song.
I think so.
It's so fun.
Yeah. We should once we get a website, we should unanimously decide, or we should decide together what is our song of the album.
Yeah.
Just so that we'll have multiple we'll have our playlists will have subunits. Within them.
Oh, imagine we'll have those subunits. Oh man.
We'll have the main HCEU playlist, and then we'll have the subunits, and those subunits will also have their own subunits.
Like seafood section, and then the dessert section.
Yes. Yeah. We will be the Cheesecake Factory of playlists. Absolutely.
I was thinking more like
okay,
Tony.
Well. Okay. Okay. I did, again, I said at the beginning of the episode, I really appreciate that we had the chance to talk about a guy group. I know we have a lot more on deck. Alamark has his favorites also. If you think he stands Luna, wait until he stands a certain other group who I won't name yet. Is that our next episode?
I think so. I think we decided that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then, either you or Steven can tease it in a fun way. Before we go though, I would love to hear your guys's last thoughts on this album. I mean, maybe NCT in general. So whoever wants the last call, whoever wants to go first for last call, go ahead.
I'll just say overall, I thought this was a good album, and I think it did show off different members' abilities. I still can't yet distinguish, aside from Mark, like different voices, but I think the more I listen and follow along with the lyrics, I think they'll get easier. I think, you know, I mentioned earlier, I thought that I would have described them at some point as being state of the art because their songs were kind of like bolder and even I would think kind of risky to release the singles. But for this, I didn't quite get that same feeling. But I felt that they were more like self-assured and they did songs in their wheelhouse. So it is a good song. Good album. And I'm interested in part two, which is like coming out this month, I think. Yeah. So I think we'll have to do that
too. Oh no, I didn't realize we were doing a Justin Timberlake 2020 album where he would come out. But
it is the 2020 resonance.
The 2020 experience, yeah. The 2020 resonance. Re-experience. I don't know. What about you, Alan Mark?
Yeah, it was fun actually going into NCT a bit deeper. As I mentioned, this is the first time I've actually gone to listen to their B-sides, which is cool. And, you know, that introduced me to songs like Faded in My Last Song. So apparently it's the best song ever. So, but yeah, it was cool. Because really with this group, I only really knew Mark and Taeyong, probably because of Super M, and then Lucas and Ten too. But this like brought me in. I realized I liked the songs that were Tails in as well. He has really nice voice, so that was cool. I still like Ten a lot too. So yeah, just getting to know this group a bit more was really cool. And also listening to NCT Dream and liking them too. Yeah, I'm excited to see what part two, comes out to, and if we enjoy it as much as this or don't, or if it's a random assortment, kind of like how this was.
What this album really allowed me to do was finally sit down and listen to NCT because I think I said it at the beginning, only until I got the whole package did I really have an understanding. And I understand why NCT is such a big deal, has been a big deal. And I guess will continue to be a big deal. So, it's news to me that there was a part two. So now I'm even more excited to come back. We'll definitely need some episodes to record during the winter break or something like that. But absolutely a pleasure to have listened to this song. You can subscribe to How You Can Eat at your favorite podcast networks. You can also follow us on social media. We are at How You Can Eat at pretty much everything. Facebook. Nope, not Facebook yet. Instagram, Twitter, not Snapchat. TikTok. I should really write this down. One day we'll have it all, but make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram and subscribe to us. Leave us any comments you like. Rate us 5 stars if you feel like it. 6 stars if you can. Yeah. And you can actually email us too. We have an email for any feedback or any questions you have or anything else you want to talk about. We'll try and answer or get to it. So it's howyoucaneat@gmail.com. Send your fun comments. We'll make Alan Mark respond to them somehow. I don't know.
I guess I will.
I don't know. Well, it wouldn't be a How You Can Eat episode unless we teased our next album. God. Has anybody thought of some fun wordplay? Oh. Maybe the fact that we are... Nope, you guys go ahead.
Well, we are doing this, making this podcast, you know, all by ourselves. Chuck's producing. Steven does a lot of the logistical stuff behind the scenes. I run social. So yeah, it's really, you know, it is fun. It takes a lot of work, but it's also really fun doing this, you know, being self-made. So it'll be exciting to see if we can go over, you know, a group that is also a bit self-made.
Yeah, just period, exclamation mark. That's a great explanation of our, the way we work. Yeah, nothing else. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, well, I don't know how to top that. I think I was gonna straight up say the name of the album by accident, but I'm not going to. Thank you guys for joining me for Steven, Alamark, and I. We thank you very much for listening. We can't wait to come back and talk about another group. Till then, stay safe, take care, and we'll catch you guys later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Happy birthday, boy. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Oh my God, how old is she?
34.
She's only 34?
Yeah.
I feel like she's been in her 30s since I was in my teens.
I know. She started when she was like 15.
Oh my God.
Nope, 13.
Okay, that makes sense. Is that when she recorded... shit, I forgot the name of that song. I was gonna bring up the Kingdom Hearts song.
No, no, oh, no,
no, no, that's
no,
Itani
no,
Hikaru.
No, 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 no.
Oh. No, but didn't she have a Kingdom Hearts song?
No.
Oh no.
Are you thinking
that's
about you're thinking
Itani
about something
Hikaru.
Else?
I'm thinking about something else. Sorry, Boa. None of this is making it to the podcast. Or should it? Okay.